Tripper Stories.
Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Tripper Motherfucking Star Rise. It's nice to see you all hoes here. I have been off for like a couple of days, more than a week. And I'm not going to apologise for it because I'm fucking losing my shit over here in London, okay? Things have just opened and to say that I've been living the life of Riley, you'll get it in a bit. I have been living it up, oh god damn, with the kids in London, and yeah, really fucking having a great time. I've been making up for lost time with my friends and just on my own, really, which, you know, fucking great. The podcast hasn't really been, I've got them all in the pipeline, but you know what? This fucking hole's been feeding that hole with alcohol and drugs, and it has been a great fucking time to be alive. So, on that note, we're going to move on and, talk a little bit about this week, a few things that I have discovered and been bared witness to via working on cam, which I fucking love, by the way, because not only do I get to work from home and be a lazy whore, is that I get to be weird and wonderful creatures, as I would call them, creatures, men, human beings. This week, I have bared witness to a man fucking himself with a pen. Now, not just any pen, a fountain pen. And we're talking head upwards. Yeah, I bear witness to that. We're not talking about, like, you know, the ugly dick of fucking Kathmandu like we did last week. We're talking pen arsehole. The man of the pen. The whole scribbler. Oh, fuck it now. I mean, you could pay me for that shit. Anyway, the whole scribbler has arrived. It sounds like some sort of like Marvel comic like name. I mean, he was, all he needed was a cape. That's all I'm fucking saying. I was like, look, he was like, I really want you to, this is a customer. I really want you to dominate me and just tell me what to do. I was like, right. So I did my usual blah, 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 get on the floor, walk around on all fours, drink off the floor, lick your own arsehole, whatever, right? And I enjoy watching them try to do it because men genuinely think that they can get down there. Whether they're Marilyn Manson, they've had a few ribs taken out just to suck their own dick, which I think is a proper fucking lie. Look it up. I actually asked this guy to lick his own arsehole. He tried. His legs were behind his head. Like, and I was just there. I had to tilt the camera down, like, slightly just so he couldn't see me laughing. It was a sight. And then I was like, do you have anything to fuck your asshole with? That hole that I see that's dormant that needs a fucking shave. By the way, FYI guys out there, if you listen to my podcast, okay, personal grooming, and actually for women too, personal grooming of any kind is really highly well received, okay? So this guy, it wasn't just like a little bit of hair, because hair on butthole is normal, okay? I'm not saying that it's like unnormal before you crucify me. We're talking like the Amazon rainforest that had been burnt down and like the ash was just dust, anybody? No, the dust was, yeah, it was just black. It was like full on, couldn't see the arsehole. Anyway, he was like, I was like, do you have anything to fuck your arsehole with? He was like, no, wait. I was like waiting for it. I was like, cucumber, like empty wine bottle, full wine bottle, some ice cubes, I don't fucking know, an aubergine, a squash, a melon, you know, all that type of shit that you'd have in the house. No. He's like, I have a pen. I was like, what? A pen? And I was like, cool, show me the pen. And I was thinking, Bic, no. It was a fountain pen, like one that you get like year nine, like, for writing in your religious education book. Do you know what I mean? Like full on calligraphy pen. I was like, okay, all right. Take the lid off. Yeah, okay. We're not going to fuck you today with a watermelon. We're going to fuck you with the nib of a pen. And by God, guys, if I sold tickets, I'm sure a lot of you fucking holes would have bought them. Okay. There was like roaring from the stands where I was sat. I was like, yeah. Fuck it, yeah! Don't lose it. He didn't lose it. Because, I think I might have told you the story about when we lost a dildo up someone's arsehole. That was not...
That was not... I literally thought that my asshole was going to come out of my throat that day. I was so fucking nervous that this guy was going to go to hospital. But I was like, please don't lose the pen. There's nothing to hold on to, especially with lube. You know, that slippery little fucker will be sucked straight up there. Lo and behold, the pen survived and is, you know, there to live another day. And so is his arsehole. Oh, 2 seconds. Off to be a hoe. We'll be back presently. I am back. So yeah, that's fucking moral of the story. If you say you're going to fuck yourself with a pen in front of me again, anyone around the world, don't expect it to be easy, because pens are skinny and we all know how easy the fucking thing will go into your arsehole. It's like a fucking cop-out. And I was like, I said to him, I was like, do you have a wine bottle? No, he doesn't own any wine. Doesn't have any vegetables at all in his whole house, or anything that has is like a remotely dick size or dick shape other than a pen. So don't fucking think you're going to get away with it, okay? That's the end of my dom, my little dom moment, my Karen moment. In other news, the person who just came on camera just then tried to, he came on his guitar. Is that some sort of like masculine, like, I mean, I hate to be stereotypical, but it was a guy, like a straight guy with a guitar. So, I mean, he was like, yeah, I'm just going to jizz on my guitar. I hope you don't mind. I'm like, whatever floats your boat, hon. I mean, just going to come back to the podcast and tell you all that because, you know, that is where we're at. This is what we do on this podcast. We share and normalise the most fucking abnormal slash, not abnormal, but things that are not regular on this podcast. So yes, guys, again, sorry that it's been fucking forever, but not sorry that I haven't put a podcast out for a while. And please email me in at podcastofstrippingstories.com and tell me how you're fucking spending this new fucking time to be alive. Since Corona, everything's changing now. Everything's opening. I'm not sure if it's ever going to go fully back to normal, as in, like, all these fucking passport situations are coming out, but blah, 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 yawn, yawn, yawn. But tell me how you're fucking spending your fucking first days free. I would love to know. And if you've got any nice stripper stories, I would also love to know those, because this is what we do on this podcast, Stripper Fucking Stories. We tell the world our deepest secrets. Now, moving the fuck on from that dark and dismal tale, we have two holes in the podcast this week. Two fucking badass bitches, like I keep fucking relentlessly calling them, because they are sex workers who live in Vancouver, who have a podcast on sex work and normalizing sex chat. I'm fucking down, 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 all the way down. So yeah, we have two women on the podcast this week, Danica and Riley from 50 Plus a Tip, which I've listened to for a little while now. And I was like, I've got to have these girls on. They're definitely my vibe. And as you'll see from the interview, they most definitely are. And we definitely have a laugh about some of their stripper stories. Sex worker to sex worker is always a little bit different because you kind of just know, you just know. You're like, oh yeah, I've been there. I've been a lot of those moments. And I hope you guys like listening to them. So without further ado, I give to you Danica and Riley from 50 Plus a Tip. Yeah. Okay. Today we have two fucking guests on the show. It's very rare that I ever have two people, let alone two fucking boss-ass women on the show from 50 Plus a Tip. Danica and Riley, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having our codependent asses.
No, I like it. I love it when women work together. I used to have a co-host back in the days of the baby podcast, and she ended up having a life to live. So I was like, right, I'm alone now. This is not as good. So it's really nice to see you two together. So tell me a little bit about yourselves. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. 50 Plus a Tip. Tell me everything. Danica, go for it.
Yeah, so my full name, my full fake name is Danica Darling, and I'm a sex worker as an umbrella term, and then I'm predominantly a stripper, a PR girl, and dominatrix, dabbling in that. Mm-hmm. And I went through a lot of schooling. I graduated with distinction with 2 degrees in psychology and paralegal, and I guest lecture at a local university on sex workers' rights and legality in Canada. And then I host the podcast 50 Plus a Tip and a sex workers book club because I'm just a huge like nerd whore. And yeah, and then I also teach lap dances on the side. So
I really have to stop going first because
you're like, I'm her friend.
Yeah. Honestly, she lets me be on the podcast sometimes. Like,
I love that. Absolutely love that. No, absolutely, Riley, go for it.
I'm originally from New Zealand. I've been living in Canada for 5 years. I too am a stripper. I do private parties. I sell my underwear. I've dabbled in a foot fetish dominatrix. I've tried a couple ventures, you know. I'm still pretty new to the industry. I've only been in it 3 years, which I guess is not really that new anymore.
Yeah, getting up there.
Yeah.
You retire soon.
Yeah. Honestly. With these bags under my eyes. Like, yeah, I'm also a girl. I'm studying statistics. So, yeah.
Cool. Ladies with brains. I like it. I mean, is this kind of how you guys met through working like in the sex industry, or did you know each other beforehand?
Yeah. Do you remember how we first met?
Yeah. So,
that's embarrassing.
Wow. I see a real impression.
I don't remember you at all.
Go on. So we have WhatsApp groups for private parties, PR girls and stuff. And Danica had set up a self-defense class for women who are in the industry. So I went along to that, and that's how I met her. Just another one of her achievements, you know.
I pay her to say all this.
She's there just like, yes, yes, keep them coming. It's okay.
She's holding up cue cards as we go.
Amazing. And so how did you find the self-defense class? Like, how the fuck, we don't have that shit here. I mean, in London, being a stripper, I can't imagine what it's like in Vancouver. I can't speak because I've never worked there, but here it's like meter away, no one fucking touches you, no one looks at you badly because otherwise they're out on their face on the street. Like, no man can get their phone out in the club, barely get drunk. Basically, it's a no fun policy. People just don't have fun. So I mean, self-defense class, we wouldn't need it because we're just like untouchable, like literally. And it's pretty shit to make money, to be honest. Like, we can't ever get close to a guy at all. So is that why you kind of need it out there, is because you're allowed to be a bit more hands-on contact and men get the like wrong idea? Is that almost like why that happens? Or
yeah, I think just for women in general. I don't know, where are you located again?
I'm in London, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Boring.
So here, men are a little aggressive here. I know they always say like Canadians are really polite. I think it's the female Canadians that are polite. The men can be kind of assholes and a little like handsy or aggressive or whatever. So I just think it's smart for like all like presenting as female individuals to know how to defend themselves. But yeah, especially in our job, I know a girlfriend of mine got bottled walking to her car after a shift, yeah. And she like had a weave, and she's like, thank God for my weave, because like the weave like saved her life. Yeah. And I was like, see, being bougie is like a good thing. Saving lives out here. But yeah, so like there definitely is that risk. And some of the locations where our clubs are a little more like seedier locations. So that's another thing, walking to and from your car. Yeah, I think it was more so I just wanted to have it for outside the club reasons. Like if you were an escort or a prostitute and, you know, you had a one-on-one date, knowing how to get out of that situation, knowing how to handle if someone was on top of you, how to, you know, get out of that position. And it was just me and my girlfriend were doing, like working out at a gym, and one of the personal trainers had a bunch of sisters. And, we were talking about self-defense, and he's like, I would put on like a self-defense class for you and your friends, if you guys were interested. Then we reached out to our friends and was like, hey, anyone that's interested in doing that? He turned out to be a total fucking creep. So like, don't get too excited about that.
Yeah. I love how that's like the piece of resistance at the end of the story. It's like the guy who's supposed to be protecting you and showing you all the moves is the creepiest of guys. Like, it's so fucking annoying.
100%. The irony.
Yeah. And he's just in his little head, he's like, I'm not like all men, you know?
I'm extra creepy.
I'm not one of those guys. I'm a cool, fun guy.
I'm a cool mom. I'm a cool man.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That is a fucking nightmare. So, okay. So talk to me about working in COVID, because I'm looking at you women and I'm like, oh my God, someone's got eyelashes on, looking really fucking glam. I haven't put fucking makeup on for about a year. As you can see, I literally look like a small little boy right now in my pajamas. We don't work. I do cam work. And even then you could put a fucking filter on it. So to be able to go to the clubs, how do you girls find that? Like, when did that start? How did it stop in Corona? Give me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we both work at separate clubs when they were open, and mine closed before yours, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
So mine closed, I think, as soon as COVID came out in like March or whatever it was last year.
It came out. And that is debut.
It debuted in March. Coming out party. Yeah. And it closed down, and then it tried to reopen, and then it got closed down again. And yours did the same thing, yeah. I think. So they tried to stay open, and they threw up like plexiglasses, and our dances were like, I remember I went to her club because I always support my girlfriends. And I went and I brought one of my wealthier friends. And I was like, let's go get dances for Riley. And she like wheels out this fucking, she wheels out this plexiglass like thing. And she's like, I'm like, what the fuck is this window? And she's like, I had to dance on the other side of it. So they wheel out a plexiglass window in front of you, and you sit down on that one side of it, and then they like push their boobs against like the plexiglass. And we're like, hey, because I'm your friend, like I'm gonna still tip you good, but like Jesus Christ. Like
it honestly looks like a fourth grade teacher like wheeled out a whiteboard that you could see.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was bad. And that was embarrassing. And then all around the stages for our clubs, they had like high plexiglass around the stages. So if you're sitting in Perv Row, I don't know if you guys have that.
Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Row, yeah. I'm sure that's not like what people actually call it, but that's what we call it. So the front row around the stage, you couldn't like catch the dancers or get close to them. They'd have plexiglass between you and the stage. So they tried that for a while here. I'm not a big like club worker anyways. So I don't do the stage. I do VIP mostly. And so does Riley. So we didn't have to worry about the stage too much, but it was hard to sell a dance being like, you can look at me through a window for $50. They're like, cool. But yeah, they got closed down. When did this close down again?
I think it reopened sometime around, I want to say June or July, yeah. And then shut probably like 2 or 3 weeks after that.
Yeah, they didn't last very long. Open again,
and then hasn't been open since.
Yeah, no clubs open right now. No. And then obviously OnlyFans. Shout out to Bella Thorne for being a cunt. And oh, you guys don't say cunt, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we fucking see you next Tuesday. Yes, we fucking do. Yeah.
I literally just listened to your podcast and you stopped yourself, and I was like, okay, make sure I don't say that.
No, literally, but, swear words of any kind is okay here, so don't you worry about that.
Fucking great. yeah, so OnlyFans, online stuff, private parties. Apparently, like, we don't prostitute, but apparently prostitution's gone up really, like, a lot here. Because I guess people are lonely and whatever.
So. Yeah.
Blowing their CERB checks.
Yeah. Amazing. So, okay. So the clubs are closed. All that fucking Perspex glass. Just, I don't know why the fuck they even bothered that for 3 weeks. That's just a fucking load of money that's gone down the fucking drain. Okay. So it kind of sounds like those rules now that you had to deal with the glass is like what I deal with every day in the London clubs. That's basically how I work all the time. It's like, everybody was like, 2 meters away in Corona, how are you going to work? I was like, it's 2 meters away anyway. So it doesn't matter to me. I was like, open the fucking clubs. Anyway, right. So moving on, you both work as dominatrix. Well, one of you said that you've dabbled in that, or you're starting dabbling in being a dom.
Yeah. So I do professional dom. Mm-hmm. I don't take on a lot of clients with it because I find don't need to. Clients tend to be like pretty loyal in the dom world, I find. So yeah. Having like a few that stick around is good.
Yeah.
At least that's how I run it. And then you've done some, your little guy with the feet.
Yeah. Tell me about that. I want to know about your foot dom. What do? Stand on the face. Yeah.
No. So this was completely virtual, actually. I am definitely more of a sub in my, I guess, quote, like vanilla life. Mm-hmm. But I was on Seeking Arrangements, you know, trying to get someone to give me their subject. And
We're all here trying.
Yeah. And this guy messages me saying that he is really into feet. And then he was also into fin-doming, like financial dominatrix.
Yeah.
So I was Googling how to do this. But yeah, like we talked a couple of times and then he just dropped off the radar, but he would just want basically pictures or videos of my feet saying that I was going to like stand on him and then would want to meet up and then bail and then want to meet up and bail. But he was sending me like money for the virtual stuff we were doing. So I did that. And then I had another client as well who wanted me to publicly humiliate him.
Love that.
And
love it.
Yeah, because I was selling my underwear on Craigslist, as you do. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to buy underwear, but not like my dirty underwear. He just wanted to buy it and then have me make him wear it.
Great.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Love that.
It was a trim, actually.
I literally, as you're saying this, I remember that I completely forgot to reply to my sub.
We're not very good at it.
No, because one of the rules I have in a proper sub dom thing is like they're not allowed to reach out to me, right? So like I was like, I'll contact you for our next date, and then I forgot to contact you. He's like, this fucking bitch.
Honestly, I have an unread email from my sub guy, and I'm like, I should respond to you, but
I know. I literally have it in my notes, respond to mistress emails, and there was like the one guy that messaged me. And I didn't respond. And then he messaged me one more time. I didn't respond. Cause I was like, I don't know. I'll look at it when I'm doing something. And I'll be like, fuck off. Like, it's not like exactly paying me right now. Yeah. So I don't pay attention to it. And then he was like, I guess I didn't meet your requirements.
Oh,
I'm so sorry,
mistress.
I was like, oh, you do. Cause you're desperate. But like, we'll get back to you. My dom work is, I'm always the dom. I'm pretty dominant in my personal life too. But my like number one client right now is into smothering. So, sitting on his face, not naked, like I would literally roll up in like sweatpants and just like sit on his face and for like an hour, like he's content. So like I'll call my girlfriends when I'm doing it. I'll do stuff on my computer while I'm sitting on him. He asked me if he could, be my like seat while we were recording an episode. So we're still planning that in the future.
Oh my God. That is the dream.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if I can make money literally sitting on my ass, like, and he's very nice. And yeah, he lets me bring friends with me too, which is always nice. Cause I like try to share the wealth a bit.
That's cool. I mean, like everything's closed here. So unless you've got like some sort of fin-dom situation, which they're like literally whales, you never catch them. There's very few of them around. Cam is a massive thing over here right now. And obviously OnlyFans. So you said that. Thank you fucking Bella Thorne. Because you fucking motherfucking dick. We did an episode on it. I was like, no, it made me so fucking angry. Like I had to do about 4 episodes afterwards to have other people just like carrying it out. So tell me about your OnlyFans then. So because I have never dabbled in OnlyFans. To me, I'm just like, fuck, taking loads of photos of myself. I find that really difficult personally for me, just because I don't know my fucking angles. And like you said, to reply to people all the time is so fucking difficult. Even in Corona, when I've got nothing better to fucking do, I still can't do it. So
I know. I'm the same way. That's why I hated cam work. Cause I found cam work was so tedious and so like having to be on all the time, scheduling your shit, being attentive to your regulars. Like I'm really good like that in person. But I like the idea of like going home and I get my fucking alone time. Mm-hmm. So I found cam very like intrusive almost into my personal space.
Right.
But no, with OnlyFans, a nice thing is you can queue up posts. So say you have a day where you actually want to be fucked to like do your makeup and that. Do your makeup, your hair, take a fuck ton of photos, change out your outfits, like line up your shit for the week and then queue it up to release throughout that week. So then you're like, you got all your work week done in a day. And then the nice thing too about OnlyFans is a lot of it is like pay-per-view messages. So when guys are messaging you, you hit them back with a video that they have to pay to open. So a lot of the interactions I find on OnlyFans are paid interactions as opposed to men just getting to chat for free.
Yeah.
And then you can also say things like, you know, if you want to start a convo with me, send $10 tip. So like you can do things like that. So they can send you a tip before they even start the convo. So there's a lot of ways I found on OnlyFans that you can really like monetize all your interactions, which was huge for me. And then I also like not having to be on, like with cam work, like you have to be like, you can like your face is on, you're like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
And I like the idea of posting videos, very curated videos and pictures. Right. Mm-hmm. So that was good. It brought in really good money. And I'm like, I don't know, in Corona time, I was bored as fuck. So I would like make up games like spinning the wheel or like guess my favorite, blah, blah, blah. And like tip to guess and like things like that. So if you're creative, you could definitely think of ways to do it. Plus it's such a huge community now that doing shout for shouts and having girls on your OnlyFans and doing all that OnlyFans takeovers and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a huge market for that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on each other's OnlyFans? Have you like together?
You don't really fuck with OnlyFans.
No, I don't have an OnlyFans.
Why not?
Do you guys say fuck with? Do they say fuck with?
I don't know.
Do you guys say fuck with?
And then fuck with what? In what context?
Yeah. Like, oh, you don't fuck with OnlyFans, do you? Like, you
oh no, we don't say that. I don't know what the fuck that means. Fuck with what?
Yeah, if someone's like, I don't fuck with them, or like, I don't fuck with this, it's like, I don't do that. Like, she's like,
oh,
fuck with
right,
OnlyFans.
Okay. Well, I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. So you don't fuck with OnlyFans. We're learning.
No,
I feel the same way about it as you. I think it's just, I don't want to have to take photos of myself, you know. I don't want to find my angles. I definitely don't want to take a video of me. Like, I just, yeah.
Oh, God, I love that. Yeah, like people have this preconceived notion that like you start on OnlyFans and you instantly start making money. That is an absolute fucking lie. And like, Riley knows it. I know it. Do you know what I mean? It was like, how do we start? How do we start? But yeah. Once you started, you really do have to go for it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm past that point now, you know, and you're just like, oh, I don't think I can do it. Especially since fucking Bella Thorne. Oh, it's just literally it's like Voldemort. We can't mention a fucking name, really. It's not.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great for you to jump onto OnlyFans if you already have a huge platform. Like if you already have like 100,000 followers on Instagram, then you just direct them to another site. Like you're set, like half your work is already done for you. But to start from like scratch and have like no fans, like that's a hassle for sure.
Same with podcasting though, right? Like it used to be able to just start it in 2017 and people would fucking listen. Now it's like, right, okay, you need to have like put out a sex tape or done something like miraculous with your life before anyone will fucking listen to your shit. So especially sex workers, right? So no one really wants to get down with us. And it's really nice to meet you girls who actually have like a similar podcast to my own. So tell me about 50 Plus a Tip. How did this happen? What is it about people who haven't listened to you before? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I started a podcast. This is the third season of 50 Plus a Tip, but before that I had a podcast because I did, it was called The X's, because I dated a British guy who was the definition of cunt and he was a horrible person. Oh. And when I finally broke up with him, because he was cheating on me with like literally everyone in the city, and he was cheap as fuck. I remember my girlfriend was like, she's like, is that sushi guy? Because it's like the one story she remembers that I came to his house after I was out with my friends. And he's like, oh, I'm ordering sushi. What do you want? And I was like, oh, just a Cali roll or something. And I got there and he's like, your Cali roll was $7 plus a tip. And I was like, what, you cheap fucking loser. Yeah. So my girlfriend's always like, is that sushi guy? Such a loser. But anyways, he dated a girl after me. And I remember telling my girlfriend, I'm like, it's just gonna be a matter of time until she reaches out to me and be like, yo, is he such a goof with you too? So eventually she did. She was like, I'm dating your ex. He's terrible. Is this how he was with you? And I was like, oh yeah, like word for word, like same goofy shit he did with me. And then we became friends after she dumped him. So we ended up starting a podcast called The X's, because we were both exes of the same guy.
Amazing.
That was pretty on the nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was good. We did it for, I think, about a year, but then she was, her career kind of took off with, in other avenues. So then she got really busy. So she started to focus on that. And then I still wanted to do a podcast. And I'm very passionate about sex work and sex workers' rights and, doing what I can as an activist. So I was like, why don't I use, the podcast platform as a way to give voices to people. And at first I really focused on sex workers only. And then after the time, it started to kind of morph into more just a sexuality focus. So we'll have, you know, transgender people coming on talking, drag queens, you know, women that are going through a 30-year marriage that their sex life is just lackluster and they're, you know, contemplating, you know, polyamory and blah, 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 blah. So I really just want to have, a safe space for people to talk about their sexuality and to feel that they don't have to be ashamed of it and that they could even profit off it if they want to. And yeah, just like combat some of those stigmas. And I regrettably brought Riley on one time.
Yes, I was going to ask that. Riley in the background, how the fuck did you get into this mess? What the fuck?
Fucking left.
I think I was on like the third or fourth episode when you were doing
season, yeah.
Yeah, when you were doing one about baby stripper, because at that point I had only been in the industry for half a year, maybe a year, maybe
one year, yeah,
yeah. And then she invited me back, and then again, and then there was a photo of me on the Instagram.
We became Instagram official. Yeah.
And then I found out I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, yeah. I love listening to a podcast today. Like, if anyone hasn't listened to it, please fucking check it out. Like, it is informative to say the least. And I was talking to the girls just before we came on the recording about the Valentine's episode, about like fucking, they do quizzes on where the fuck Valentine's came from. So if you want to know this shit, go listen to their podcast. That amongst other things. So talk to me a little bit about your workers' crazy customer stories, because on Stripper Stories, we love to talk about like our most mental, outrageous stories. I'm sure you guys have a fucking bunch in the bank, but I'd love one from each of you. If you've got one that you're willing to share, please let it be known. I would love to hear it.
You know, the funny thing is I say this to my girlfriends all the time. Like, sometimes I'll stop at a gig and I'm like, yo, our shit's fucked, eh? And they're like, yeah. I was like, you know what's more fucked? It's that we don't think this shit's fucked anymore.
Yeah, right, I know.
It all blends together. Guys coming in their pants at the club always weird, kind of like blows my mind. Like, I had a guy, I wasn't even like, the dance had been like, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds in, fully clothed, not even near him, and he's like jizzing himself. I'm like, oh, okay. I wish I could do that myself. Like,
yeah. Same. Yeah.
Right. Things like that, or how crazy drunk men are and embarrassing they are.
Oh,
that never stops amazing me when I see like a 50-year-old man like drooling on himself and like throwing up. I'm like, what is happening?
I just remember you telling me about this one guy that was literally in a fetal position, lying on a couch or something, talking about how he's the biggest Mac daddy and he could have anyone he wanted.
I have a video of it.
No, we don't.
We do not have videos. Yeah, no, he was like, yeah, he was, because we're like, one of my girlfriends, she was asking him, because he was talking about like how like our prices for like dances are so outrageous. And we're like, okay, so just out of curiosity, have you been with a prostitute before? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, what are the prices for them? He's like, $100. And most girls I know in the city, they're charging between $1,000 to $2,000. Like, so like $100's like, sure, bud. Okay. And then he's like, but I have money. I don't need to pay bitches to fuck me, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, first off, of course, not attractive. This scrawny little thing. And he's like, and as he's talking, he's like getting into fetal position. And he's like on the bed. He was like lying on a bed. I think we were in a bedroom talking. And he's slowly like kicking us off the bed because he wants the bed. And he's like big into fetal. And he's like, I'm just the biggest Mac daddy. He's like calling himself Mac daddy. And me and my girlfriend are staring at him like, is this real life right now? And he's just like, can you rub my back? So we're like rubbing his back as he's telling us how he's Mac daddy and doesn't need to pay for bitches. And I was like, you're an embarrassment. But I'm going to still rub your back because I'm paid to be here.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, this is the funniest thing, because we always say this in like in London as well, when girls will go on like out calls, in calls, any type of call, even whether it's just like company or whatnot. It gets a point in the job where you're like, do I tell them about themselves and risk my money, or do I just let it carry on? And like, when does that happen? I mean, these men genuinely come back to us because they feel like safe and secure, and they can be real big Mac daddies, and it's totally fine, you know.
The biggest Mac daddies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. Oh my God, Riley, give me a story. Give me one of yours. Even from baby stripper times.
I haven't had too many wild customers. I had a guy come into the club and he just wanted to be hit with his own belt for like an hour.
Great.
Yeah, which is, I was feeling very angry that day. So it's great for me.
Well, let me at him.
Yeah, but I had to go to the managers and be like, because we have cameras in the club, of course. And I was like, listen, this is the deal. I'm being paid.
It's consensual. Yeah. I had a regular called, I'll call him Chin Chin. I used to work like Monday, Thursday daytimes because I have a daytime club too. And it does really good during the daytime. So I'd go in and he was, he didn't speak a lot of English. So we'd go up for dances and he would just like tap his chin and he'd go like chin chin. And then we'd sit there for like an hour in a dance and he would just like kiss my chin repeatedly. Like literally like repeatedly kiss my chin. And I'd be like, thanks, chin chin. And I just call him chin chin. And that was like our relationship. Like literally, I think the only words we ever said to each other were like, thank you, chin chin. Have a good day. But yeah, he paid really well and now he was good. And then I've definitely had clients who just want to get choked for songs and then your arms are like shaking because you're like, hey, like the money is good, but like whatever. I had a client that went for like 36 songs once, which is a long fucking time.
Wow.
And I was like on my period. And I was like, obviously like you never leave the client, right? Cause like, you know, don't want to break that up. So I would stay for 36 songs and then the night ended. So we finally stopped. But our ATMs are downstairs at our club. So we had to like walk. And I always wear black because I have like a fear of like ever wearing white.
Yeah.
And I walked on the stairs. And you know how like, I don't know if this is too like,
too much for your fears. I know what you're going to say. But you feel like, I've been there. Don't you worry. Go on.
You know, like, yeah, you know, when you're on your period and you can feel it like drop and you feel like you like pissed yourself.
Yeah.
I felt that as I was walking downstairs. I was like, oh, good. And then we got to the ATM and we're standing there. And I looked down. There's just like a trail of blood down my like, thighs all the way to my toes. And I was like, do, 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 do. Like, give me the money.
Right fucking now. Like, my life.
Yeah. But I was and I like, scurried away and like my blood soaked outfit. But like, whatever. I made good money. So you got to do it. But that was funny.
So in my club, we can sell time, like either half an hour, an hour. Mm-hmm. And I had one guy that I kind of knew from outside the club. I had worked a poker dealing gig or something for him. And he wanted to buy like a couple hours from me because he didn't want to be alone. But then he spent the entire time on fantasy
I remember this guy. Do you know what fantasy football is?
No, I know what it is. But I don't fucking know anything about it. I've never like...
Yeah, okay. So he was like on his phone playing fantasy football league.
Right.
Or like organizing his team or something.
So we would go into the back and I'd like sit on his lap and like try and do a dance. And he literally just has his phone like
shuts you off
to me. And he's like... And so I'm trying to be engaging. You know, I've been paid for this hour. And I'm like, oh, like, how do you play fantasy football? Like, he's like, oh, you don't play it. And I was like, okay.
You don't play fantasy football. You live fantasy football.
And I was like, okay, like, what's happening? What are you doing? And he's just like, it's fine. Like,
he's like, can you please stop talking?
Yeah. So I sat with this guy for like probably 3 hours being ignored. And I'm like, I am honestly not sure whether to love it or hate it.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That's like my ideal night that I've ever had. Like on camera, I'm like known as the girl in our group chat as the one that hides. So I'll say, oh, 2 seconds, my door is just ringing. Like, give me a second. And I'll like scooch away like this and I'll be gone. And the next thing you know, it, like 25 minutes later, they're still there waiting. Or literally, I just do the whole fucking gig just off the camera. So for me, that is the dream, not having to speak or talk to anyone. Especially in Corona. I literally have forgotten how. But like you girls have made it super easy tonight. So how can we find you? Let us know where you are for your Instagram and things and all your tags for socials. Let us know.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at 50plusatip or email me at 50plusatip@gmail.com. That's my podcast handle and you don't get my private, so.
Not unless you pay, motherfuckers. Okay.
Riley, do you want to plug yourself?
Well, I was going to leave it at the podcast. I mean, you can reach out to Danica. She might forward me the email. We don't know. She just deleted.
I just see you as a duo. I just see you as a complete duo. I'm just like, they're together. They're a relationship. Do you know what I mean? One is the other. You know, one talks through the other. They're just the same thing.
What did you call me? A frequent guest.
Yeah, that's a choose that. Frequent guest.
Even though every week I get asked when I can record.
You have an advanced co-host.
I'm waiting on my big promotion in season 4, you know?
Okay, so in that case, Riley, where can we find you? Where can we find you, babe?
You can find me at Vancity Riley on Instagram.
Yes, and follow her because you never know, okay?
I don't really.
One day she'll be co-host. She'll be fucking taking over the world. Do you know what I mean?
I'll put that in her mind.
Oh my God. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
No fucking worries, Danica. I absolutely loved having them both on the podcast this week. Check them out, 50 plus a tip. They are, they're hilarious, both of them together, whether it's just Danica alone or if it's Riley too. So yeah, they've got their Instagram as well, 50 plus a tip. So yeah, having some fellow sex workers on the podcast is always an absolute dream. It's been a while since I have, actually, especially two beautiful women. So yeah, I think I'm digging that vibe at the moment. Maybe going to be like delving into my archives of sluttery and getting some of my girlfriends on. Maybe some London strippers so we can all fucking rue the day the clubs come back open. I'm not sure when they will because it's still freaking tumbleweed here. But yeah, obviously I'm going to keep you fucking holes posted. But that's it for another week of Stripper Stories. Like I say, every motherfucking week, check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, everywhere you get good podcasts. And rate and review, guys, because it really freaking matters and helps out a lot. I see you holes that have already rated and subscribed to my YouTube channel. All 20 of you. Thanks fucking so much. And yeah, until another week of Stripper Stories. I'm gonna be back next week. It's not gonna be another 10 days before I fucking post another episode. I think going to bars now things are open in London is gonna become, I mean, it's gonna wear thin quickly. You know, there's only so many drugs you can do. So on that note, I will see you guys next frickin' motherfucking week. First up in motherfucking sharp rise. Bye, hoes. Bye. Bye there. Bye. 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 Bye.